This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028 with an enhanced outlay of nearly 8.7 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to service delivery.
The Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 is being completely restructured and reoriented. The focus is now on shifting from infrastructure creation to service delivery. Jal Jeevan Mission 1.0 was mainly about creating infrastructure, building the basic foundational work that was required. Now the emphasis will be on service delivery and service quality. In Jal Jeevan 2.0, focus will be on how communities can be involved and how operation and maintenance can be strengthened. The allocation for the mission has also been increased to 8.70 lakh crore rupees.
Jiska allocation hai wo badha ke 8 lakh 70 hazar crore kar diya gaya hai.
Mr. Vaishnav said Cabinet has also given nod to proposal for declaration of Madurai Airport in Tamil Nadu as an international airport. Meanwhile, in other major decisions, Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs yesterday approved the revised total capital cost of 3,630.77 crore rupees for the construction of greenfield road connectivity to Jewar International Airport in Gautam Budh Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh from Delhi, Faridabad, Ballabgarh, Sonapur of the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said that solar irrigation can revolutionize India's agriculture and energy sectors. Addressing the 4th National Agro RE Summit in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Joshi emphasized that solar irrigation can play a crucial role in promoting sustainable farming while strengthening country's renewable energy capacity. The minister noted that solar irrigation can ensure reliable irrigation for farmers during the daytime. He informed that in the past decade, India's installed electricity capacity from non-fossil sources has increased from 81 gigawatts to nearly 275 gigawatts. Mr. Joshi said that under the PM Kusum scheme, more than 10 lakh standalone solar agricultural pumps have been installed and over 13 lakh grid-connected agricultural pumps have been solarized across the country. Container terminal operators at Jawaharlal Nehru Port will give a 100% waiver on ground rent and dwell time charges for containers bound for West Asia that are stranded at the port due to the ongoing geopolitical disturbances in the Middle East. In a trade notice issued yesterday, the Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority said all terminal operators will also waive 80% of reefer plug-in charges for up to 15 days for stranded refrigerated containers carrying perishable goods. The ongoing conflict in West Asia between the US-Israeli coalition and Iran has entered its most intense phase. Speaking to reporters during a briefing at the Pentagon yesterday, US Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has described as the most intense period of strikes against Iranian targets since the operation began. Mr. Hegseth said US will continue its operations until its objectives are achieved. The War Secretary noted that Iran's missile response has declined in the last 24 hours. Despite the escalating pressure, missile strikes by Iran have fallen by approximately 90% and drone deployments by around 83% since the start of the operation. However, Tehran continues to target neighboring countries it considers aligned with Washington and Tel Aviv. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has felicitated the Indian Air Force team for their outstanding performance in the International Military Adventure Challenge Cup 2026. In a social media post yesterday, Indian Air Force said that the IAF team competed against 5 friendly foreign countries and 2 sister service teams. It said the team secured first position in the duathlon event, upholding excellence in adventure sports and jointmanship. And IMD has forecast heatwave to severe heatwave conditions at isolated places over Gujarat for today. Similar conditions are also expected over Konkan, Goa, Vidarbha and West Rajasthan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.